Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Last week, we reported on an inmate who left a work site on Highway 299. Over the weekend, law enforcement caught up, finding Jerry Correa in the 3400 block of Chisholm Road, close by Highway 299. He was taken into custody without incident and now has an escape from custody charge to add to his record. Reporter Dan Squire has a law enforcement update regarding the three joggers who fell victim to a hit and run. Here's Dan with more.
CHP officers continue their investigation into the hit-and-run collision on Myrtle Avenue that claimed the life of Humboldt State instructor Suzanne Seaman. Seaman was out jogging with two other women, Terry Vroman Little and Jessica Hunt, along with a pet dog, when they were run down. Seaman suffered fatal injuries, and Vroman Little and Hunt were taken to the hospital with severe injuries. The dog was also killed in the collision. Eureka police later found the suspect vehicle abandoned on California Street, and CHP investigators continue to look into several leads as to the identity of the driver. The Six Rivers Running Club, of which the three women were members, has set up medical and memorial funds for the three women at Umpqua Bank and are seeking donations from the public to assist both the injured women and the family of Suzanne Seaman. Contact Umpqua Bank or the Six Rivers Running Club for more information.
Thanks, Dan. Eureka police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a woman suspected of using stolen checks and identification at local businesses, including Safeway, Walgreens, Kmart, and Walmart. The checks were stolen from the Humboldt Hill area. When asked, the suspect used a stolen driver's license as identification. The suspect is a white adult female, heavyset, who appears to wear a dark-colored wig and who has worn large, round, clear-colored glasses and has carried a large blue bag-style purse. The woman has also been seen driving a white Mazda extended cab pickup truck with a canopy over the bed and black stripes on the sides of the truck. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. On Friday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office released the name of a woman who has become the focus of a homicide investigation. Sheriff's detectives are processing evidence gathered at the scene of the death of 47-year-old Dorothy Ulrich, whose body was found by a CHP officer doing a follow-up investigation on Thursday morning. An autopsy has been scheduled, and although a manner of death has not been released, detectives are treating the case as a homicide. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For this Monday segment of our community, we are looking at land use issues in the region of Southern Oregon and Northern California. A how-to guide, the General Plan Update, has been keeping local officials busy for a very long time. A lot of thought, meetings, disagreement, and consensus has shaped the document that affects many facets of construction. Writing and finalizing the general plan is not a voluntary action taken by the Board of Supervisors. It's a mandate from the state of California. To quote the law, each city and county must adopt a general plan for the physical development of the county or city and any land outside its boundaries which bears relation to its planning. That's a very large mandate, and it goes further than just residential property, as Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone explains.
It is the footprint that's going to guide everything. It's going to guide business.
In addition to regulating business, the general plan also oversees land use, conservation, noise, circulation, open space, safety, and housing. So the next time you hear about the general plan and how long it can take to finish, just remember that it's part of an extremely large project in our community.
With the KINS and Southern News, I'm Anthony Mantova.